Many people are turning away from formal religions and looking for something new. That's according to New Thought Minister and founder of Spiritual Connections, Heather Andrews-Dobbs.
A lot of people seem to feel that formal religion is rather dogmatic. And what I love about New Thought is the fact that it empowers the individual. They have the tools and the techniques to transform their life. They don't need to go outside the house, for example, to transform their life.
Doesn't that make New Thought just another religion, though?
New Thought isn't another religion because it's universal principles which are applicable to everyone. So I really feel society at the moment is looking for solutions. There's so much controversy in terms of the more fundamental religions, and people are looking for a different way, something practical that they can use to enhance their life.
So what is that different way that New Thought offers?
It offers techniques, practical techniques that we can use. It's based on an understanding of the mind, the subconscious mind, and how we can program our subconscious mind, rather like hypnotherapy, where you go to a hypnotherapist. New Thought actually gives you the techniques that yourself that you can use. So you can be on a tube using the techniques. You can be anywhere. And that's the wonder of it. Wherever you are, you can use it. You haven't got to go to someone else, another expert, but you've got the expert within you. You've got the power within you.
Is this really just another word for personal development?
It isn't another word for personal development, because personal development doesn't always incorporate the spiritual aspect. With this teaching, it does incorporate the fact that there is an intelligence in the universe and we can tap into that intelligence.
Now, that sounds like you're going back to the God thing again, though, as you would do in religion.
You can use the word God if you like. I don't use that word personally because, again, I think that the feminine aspect has been left out. And this is why I have great joy in the fact that I'm female, and a lot of traditions over the centuries have been male. And I think that the, if you like, the cooperative part of our nature, the embracing part of our nature has been left out. And that's why at this point in time, I believe that we need to bring back the balance and bring in the feminine principle. So their words, God, goddess, that tends to be a figure that we have in our minds, and in fact really the infinite, the creator, is through everything that's in this universe. It's not outside, and it's not this power that's just separate from the universe, which has actually disempowered a number of people, and people are wanting a solution now. They're urgently seeking a solution.
And how do you go about finding this solution then?
I do believe at times, maybe at times of crisis in our life, at times when things aren't working in terms of relationships, etc., we reach out and we find something. I do believe that the universe is based on laws of attraction. So at relevant times, if we are reaching out for a solution and we're awake and aware, then we will find something, as I did with this teaching. I met my husband through this, through applying it. So, you know, I'm living proof that this teaching works.
Now, you say you refer to this teaching. Can you give me some more specific examples of what this teaching is and how it works?
It's a teaching which is based on universal principles. My personal teacher studied in America with Dr. Ernest Holmes, and we had a higher thought centre at the beginning of the century. But with the First World War, there was a decline because, of course, people are looking to build up their personal needs at that time, recovering after the war. And it's a time now when we're all pretty salient in terms of the material world, and people have got more time now to actually look at their unfulfilled aspects of their life. And this is a way for personal fulfillment. I found both myself and you know, people that study with me have found techniques themselves that they can apply. So it's proof of the pudding. I'm not asking for anyone to take this. I'm asking for people to take it on board themselves and apply it, and then they'll get the results.
You refer to techniques.
Yes.
What techniques are we talking about?
Well, a number of people may well have heard of an affirmation, and an affirmation is a positive statement. And the subconscious mind does, if we repeat something enough, if we repeat it continuously, it tends to take that on board and reproduce it. But also, if you like to use the analogy of the infinite, the creator, as the sunshine, we're each a ray of the sunshine. So we have all the power, all the awareness, all the knowledge that the universal that created us has. So it brings in that extra aspect that opens up us up as to why can that happen? Why me, a small speck, if you like, in terms of religion? Why? Because in the same way as we look at, you know, quantum physics, within me is contained everything. So I have access to everything, and we are all micro aspects of the macrocosm, if you like.
Now, you've given it a name, you call it New Thought.
I mean, yes.
It sounds to me a little bit like it's things that people are doing sort of anyway. This is just like a brand name to go over the top of it.
You could say it's what people are doing anyway. And great, if you can look at people's lives and they're working, yes, they may be doing it anyway, because everyone is thinking everywhere, and it's automatic that we're thinking. But how many people consciously think what I'm interested in is sort of myself at a certain age and the individual that is looking for techniques, their life isn't working. So yes, it's something which we are doing anyway, but that a lot of people are looking at for solutions in aspects of their life that aren't working, and they've got to look to their thought, their mind, their consciousness, not sort of out there for the answers, which, you know, maybe has been something that a number of people have been doing.
That's Heather Andrews-Dobbs from Spiritual Connections.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.